ServiceNow announced their Q4 full year earnings last night, and they had a really strong quarter. They had a really strong year. I'm going to get into kind of some of the specifics, some of the things that they reported, some of the key takeaways. And there were some really interesting comments made during the earnings call that if you're an enterprise customer of theirs or if you're considering ServiceNow, that you need to pay attention to. It speaks to their focus. It speaks to where they're going and what they're going to be pitching and to who. So let's get into the numbers. So for Q4, the revenue came in at a little under $1.2 billion, $1.18. That was their subscription revenue. It was a 32% growth. Okay, so that beat their actual guidance of $1.15. Their full year subscription revenue came in at $4.28 billion, up 32%. And again, that also beat their guidance previously. If you think about from a growth rate perspective, they're still hovering in that 30%. So last year, their growth rate was 34%. So a slight tick down, but still incredible growth. Some other key numbers here. Their current remaining performance obligations, think of that as unrecognized or will be recognized revenue in the next 12 months. That came in at $4.4 billion. That's actually up 33%, right? So that's a good demonstrator of what's to come, what's sitting in those subscription contracts in those outer years. They also closed in Q4 89 transactions of $1 million or more in net new ACV, annual contract value. So in Q4, they had 89 deals of $1 million or more in net new ACV. They now have 1,093 customers that spend over $1 million annually with ServiceNow. And that's up 23% from a year earlier. They also talked about that they actually landed their largest deal ever in Q4. They made it a point to mention that the average deal size is up 18%. The number of $5 million annual spend customers grew 40% in fiscal 2020. So over the last year, they had a 40% growth in customers that are spending over $5 million a year. Their renewal rate is at 99%, right? And Gina, the CFO, made it a point to say that this is just a stronger indication of our stickiness, which, as you know, and you've probably heard me say, stickiness is what it's all about for cloud vendors, right? And that's why you have to make sure your deals are set up correctly out of the gate. Now, when you look even deeper and you look into that net new ACV in Q4 and what contributed to that, if you think about their workflows, the way that they, their business segments, if you will, it was still heavily dependent on the IT workflows, right? ITSM, ITBM, DevOps, ITOM, SecOps, GRC, which by the way is now IRM, Integrated Risk Management. 62% of that net new ACV that I mentioned came from IT workflows. Last year, or last Q4, a year ago, that was actually 67%. So obviously it's not as heavily dependent on IT workflows, but certainly still very much so. Interesting thing is, in looking at the numbers, that 5% actually went to the Now Platform, App Engine, and others, right? So 15% of the net new ACV came from that area. Last year, it was 10%. And then there's customer employee workflows, right? So think about that. And the customer workflows, that's CSM, field service management. The employee workflows, that's HR service delivery. That represented 23% of the net new ACV. And that's been pretty flat. A year ago, it was roughly 23% of the net new ACV as well. And then as you think about each of these components and the importance of them, you need to think about how ServiceNow is going to continue to push this overarching platform, right? So it's, and I'll get to some of the comments about each one of the fundamental pieces of these workflows in a second, some of the comments that were made, the number of deals closed. But really, it's clear, right? If you're a ServiceNow customer and you're ITS, part of the IT workflow, right? ITSM, they're not only going to continue to try to push you to pro, they're going to continue to expand and think of, with you about HR, think about you about the app engine, right? Things of that nature. And the success that they're having doing that, landing these customers, is also allowed for whether it's McDermott or whether it's Gina to make comments and to put targets of $10 billion out there, right? So if you think about what I just said, they're a $4.3 billion company right now. McDermott is saying things like there's a clear path to achieve $10 billion revenue target. Gina's saying, well, we're well on our way in becoming a $10 billion revenue company, right? And they're guiding, their guidance that they gave, they're guiding that full year 2021, they're going to be on $5.5 billion, 28% growth. And that growth, as they say themselves, reflects an acceleration in net new ACV in 2021. So they're confident, that pipeline, they're confident in that pipeline. They're also confident, and McDermott always makes a point to mention this, and this is part of the reason why he's there from SAP, because of his Rolodex. He talks about one of the, when asked during the Q&A section about why do you think you're going to be accelerating that net new ACV in 2021? Well, he jumps in and talks about executive briefings increasing 70% year over year. Getting access to those C-suite executives is allowing them to make the pitch. And regarding that pitch, there's some key things that are clear. Number one, they're talking about ease of implementation, faster implementations, delivering time to value, fast ROI, right? They're talking about, you know, their platform allows their customers to succeed. They're talking about we're treating our customers as partners, right? These are all things that I'm sure you've heard from ServiceNow if you're already a customer. These are things that if you're not and you're going to be getting the pitch, this is all about what they're going to talk about. Right? And it's not to suggest that that's not what's going to happen, but the question becomes as you're structuring these relationships, as you're creating these relationships, as you're extending these relationships, it's one thing to say it, but what are they going to do to be held accountable? What skin in the game? What happens if it doesn't happen? What do they make? What investments beyond the discounts to their solutions are they going to offer? I would ask these questions. The other thing that's going to be part of their pitch, and it's very clear, is integration. McDermott made a point right out of the gate during the earnings call to talk about how the platform integrates seamlessly with all systems of record. They deliver workflows through their preferred collaboration platform, right? So enterprises, it doesn't matter what collaboration platform. It integrates with all your systems of record. And then later in the earnings call, he made it a point to mention a Deloitte study. And the study came out and determined that the number one root cause for digital transformations not yielding the return that was expected was integration. McDermott's talking about getting these executive meetings. These executives are looking at all this money that they put into these digital transformation efforts and referencing this Deloitte study that the number one reason for these lost ROI or yielding the returns they were expecting was integration. Well, here's the platform. Here's ServiceNow's platform. That's a heavy pitch that's going to be made. And again, it's not to suggest that that's not what's going to happen. I'm not a technologist. It's not what we focus on at Upper Edge. But what I would suggest, though, is as you're adopting net new, as you're considering starting down the path with ServiceNow, challenge them, push your implementation partner, the partner who's part of their ecosystem, to give you those levels of assurances, to step up and step in, to make these types of comments actually tangible. So in case it doesn't happen, well, what then, right? Gina mentioned before stickiness, contract signers, but you need to continue to think about evolving and getting commitments as needed. And I mentioned earlier, I'm going to talk about some of these core products, and I'm going to, because, you know, a lot of these organizations that we talk with, you know, they've adopted some of these already, or they're on the table to be considered. And you can think about what they're focused on, what they want. So ITSM, right, they had 17 deals in Q4 over $1 million. And that makes sense. That's their core product. But here's the thing. They need you to move to pro. They need you to move to the pro SKU. Based on the earnings call, they have about 20% of the base currently using pro. And that's an opportunity for them. There's a higher cost profile that comes with pro. They want to move people to pro, right? This is no different than what Salesforce does, what Microsoft does, right? Moving from Office 365 E3 to E5, moving from Sales Cloud, Enterprise Edition to Unlimited Edition, right? There's an enhanced set of value if it's real value for you, and it comes at a higher cost. The value, the pitch that ServiceNow is making is all around AI and machine learning, right? Constantly during the earnings call, McDermott made a point to talk about the innovations, the AI and machine learning capabilities that have been embedded in the pro SKU. Talks about Element AI and that acquisition that they made, which is only going to further accelerate AI's, you know, innovation across the platform. And then there's ITOM, right? Another core IT workflow product. It's in 16 of the 20 deals. They had 15 deals over $1 million. He mentioned Risk. Well, for, you know, Risk would be GRC, as you probably think about it, but if you haven't been paying attention, and even if you go to their website and you go on, you click down, it's actually IRM now, Integrated Risk Management, which there's a whole level of concern there that if you're a customer, you need to be thinking through, which I'd cover. I'm going to cover in a different point in time. But the point is, IRM has a lot of added functionality. It's going to come at a higher cost profile. But they booked more wins than all of the prior year tied to Risk. Right? That's a growth area for them. On the customer workflows, think of that again as CSM field service. 11 of the top 20 deals. They had 10 deals greater than $1 million. That's obviously an area. If you think about what I said a minute ago about ITOM and ITSM, 16 of the 20, 15 of the 20, 11 of 20. That's an area where they're going to continue to be aggressive to gain adoption. It's very important to them to get adoption of these products, specifically CSM. And then on the employee workflow, again, 11 of the top 20, much lower than on the IT workflow. I told you before, customer and employee workflow is 23% of the net new ACV. HR service delivery is incredibly important to them. They're incredibly aggressive right now in closing deals to include that. So just know that as you're in these discussions. So again, if you have a renewal coming up, you have to prepare for what's happening and is going to be happening. Topside exposure, line of business executives, CEOs, making the pitch to them. You have to renew your contract. There's going to be net new products on the table. How you navigate that process is going to be incredibly important. If you're considering ServiceNow for the first time, you have to make sure out of the gate you do it right. Make sure you structure these appropriately, not just the contractual relationships, not just the pricing, the discounting, the flexibility, but make sure the relationships are structured appropriately. Hold ServiceNow accountable to the statements that they're making. They're driving to a $10 billion number, and they're going to rely on their customer base, obviously, to be able to do that. So in turn, there needs to be an appropriate level of investment commitment back to the customer base.